Welcome to the Elizabeth Cunningham Show, courageously expanding love with me, Elizabeth Cunningham. Has the way that love has arisen in you seemed out of place or even taboo? My mission is to expand the conversation of love in the world. Is it possible to have deep, loving, healthy relationships? Have you ever been curious about having more than one relationship or partner at a time? Get ready to transform in love. Be courageous and set yourself free. In this show, we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be, but never thought were possible. I shed light on things that are not always talked about with conversations about expanding love. The Elizabeth Cunningham Show starts now.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Elizabeth Cunningham Show. It's me, Elizabeth Cunningham, and today I have an amazing guest. Her name is Heather, and I'm going to get into talking a little bit more about Heather and what we're going to talk about here in a second. But first, I'm going to introduce kind of the topic of today's show. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. I love Heather. She reached out to me via Instagram and was like, hey, let's have a show together. And I was like, all right, let's do it. and I was just like, man, this is a woman after my own heart. She's a woman of many talents. and she was just like, oh yeah, we could talk about all of these things. And I was like, oh, I love you. I love you so much. It's so amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So one of the things that I will read your introduction here. So Heather is a wedding photographer, a lover of love, an epic storyteller, and she prides herself in being able to connect with people while capturing their authentic moments. And besides being a photographer, she's also the marketing director for an adult live streaming company and a mama to amazing 18-year-old daughter, and is engaged to your nesting partner. That's so exciting.
Do the whole full gamut of life.
That's what, like, we're emailing, and I was like, hey, what do you want to talk about? And you were like, boom, 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 like all of these. I was just like, okay, sweet.
Pick them all. I don't care. Spend 5 seconds with each topic, whatever.
Well, one of the things that I was really interested in and what you were, and I mean, like, you shared so many interesting things. But one of the things that really popped out to me was the lack of representation in polyamory. And like, I think polyamory in general is really it's underrepresented and also misrepresented a lot.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of the representation of polyamory is like, it's a triad where it's a guy and two girls, and they're very attractive and good looking, and they take long walks on the beach together.
Sign me up.
And
pick me, anybody? Just kidding.
Right. I'm like, okay, well, you know, is there a waiting list, or
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
I would definitely say visually misrepresented, right? Like you're saying, like, they're most often, we see the visuals that are out there, even the stories that we hear are of famous people that, like you said, are like these gorgeous, amazing couples that get to travel around the world, and they really just don't, like, they don't day-to-day life with each other. They're just, right? So we hear these stories, we see these visual representations that don't always fit our story, right? And so we're looking at these things, and I think that I come from probably that marketing mindset and that marketing brain that I put on, where what types of visuals are we putting out there for people to see, right? So in the poly lifestyle, for me, like, I look around and I'm like, well, I don't really see a lot of people that are engaged to their nesting partner. Maybe they're married, or like, I don't know what they're doing, but if I don't see me represented, I'm over here like, do I fit in here? Is this where I belong? Like, am I? And I think we're always searching for that, right? In life, we want to fit in with a group or maybe with people or something along those lines. And it's, at least that's kind of where I take is like, where do I fit in to this whole world, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the biggest things that I get feedback from other people in the polyamorous community, where it's like, you know, and it almost brings up this question of like, am I doing it right? You know, like, am I doing it okay? Like, am I right? Am I doing okay?
I think that's kind of one of the biggest questions I get from people that are just curious about polyamory is, well, is this how you're supposed to do it? And my instant answer, and I think, Elizabeth, you're kind of the same realm, is like, does this feel right for you? Does it feel right? Like, have you talked to your other partners that are involved, or have you talked to other people as well too, just to kind of bounce some ideas off of each other? But really, I think it boils down to like, is this your boundary? Okay, then it should feel right. Like, are you being pushed into this? Okay, that's not right. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is one of the things that, and I definitely want to talk about like polyamory and like weddings and marriage, because it does kind of meld these two worlds of like, because for me, polyamory is absolutely about like, does it feel right to you?
Yeah.
You know, are you doing something that feels good, that feels aligned with you? Are you communicating that to the people around you? Are you checking in with them? Does it feel right to them? You know, like, what are you creating together? Like, that's kind of what polyamory comes down to for me.
Absolutely.
And so then in like having like polyamory and then having this idea of like wedding and marriage, which is like very much like, this is how it, you know, like there's so much of like, this is how weddings look, this is how marriages look, you know? And so it's like melding this like total creative world with like this traditional world. Yeah. And so I'm so curious, you know, how those worlds meld, you know, with you and like what you see.
I would say weddings in general, which is, a pretty interesting topic, but weddings in general, I think a lot more people are getting away from traditional sense, right? Well, it's still there, certainly. I think that there are so many things that people are doing now that aren't that traditional aspect of even what, I mean, I've been a wedding photographer for a really long time, like 17 years now. I don't know. I always say 15 years and counting, because like when I start to push that 20 like line, I'm like, I'm getting older. I'm having some issues with that, and I'm 42, but like it just feels like it's like creeping on me. But even in the last 10 years, I've seen such a dramatic shift in even how I'll say the traditional monogamous couple relationship is even approaching their actual wedding day. We've also seen, obviously, now with the LGBTQ plus community and weddings going from in that sense, where we didn't see that before on a visual aspect. You know, photographers and vendors weren't sharing those images if they even were having, or you know, having those types of couples, you know, as part of their weddings, right? So I think we're seeing a lot more in a shift just overall in the wedding industry. But when it comes to like polyamorous relationships, I often now, like, especially since we're engaged now, people are like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, how are you engaged but in a poly relationship? And I'm like, okay, let's sit down, baby. Let's talk about that. Because for me, like, does it feel right? Like, does this feel like something that you want to do? And my commitment to, I call him my nesting partner, right? Or my fiance. Our wedding is really just our commitment with each other. And so, I mean, we're not having a traditional wedding. We are eloping, if you want to put it in a sense of a term or of a word, but we're really going out to the middle of the mountains. And like, that's where we want to go celebrate. We love adventure. We love going camping. We love going hiking. Mm-hmm. And so our commitment ceremony to ourselves is just that, like having a moment to be able to say, like, exchange vows and say all the ishy-gushy lovey stuff that, let's face it, he and I don't normally do. So it's gonna give us some time to like have those like ishy-gushy moments that I think for both of us, this is not our first marriage. And certainly we wanna do things a little bit different, and being a poly couple, I mean, shit, we're doing a lot of things different. So
oh my gosh.
But for me, it's like break the mold. Like, I think that's really just where I boil it down to is break the mold, break that traditional mold. Yes, I'm a wedding photographer. Yes. Do I, people ask me like, well, do you still believe in traditional marriage? Sure. Like if it fits for you, bravo. Like I also still think that monogamous relationships work for people. Like, does it work for you? The answer is yes or no. It's a simple question. And if you don't know, then you need to dive into that. Like if you're in a monogamous relationship and you're thinking to yourself, like, this whole poly thing might be something that I'm looking into. Like, okay, then be real with yourself and say to yourself, okay, I need to deep dive into this thought process a little bit more, and not just sink into what society tells you you're supposed to be doing with your life.
Yeah, no, could not agree more. And we are going to dive even deeper into really what you can create and what that can actually look like in our next segment. So stick around and Heather and I will be right back.
God, where are you? It's me. Is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Yes. Welcome back. We are here with Heather and we are talking about the how I wanted to say it in my mind was the marriage of polyamory and weddings.
Oh, there you go. The blending up.
and really like, you know, that you can build and create whatever that you want. But I think that people still have a, you know, a question, like there's a question in your mind of like, well, how can I do that? Like, okay, yes, I can create whatever I want, but like, what does that even mean? Like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that you were talking about before break is like, how do you feel? You know, like how are your feelings guiding, you know, what you're communicating and then what you're able to create? And so for me, it seems like, you know, there's this breakdown of what is supposed to so that you can create something new, right? Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. I'm curious as, you know, well, you are engaged currently and you're also a wedding photographer. So like, how do you see that playing out not only in your own life, but maybe in the experience that you have in being around other people who are getting married and what they're creating?
You know, in my bio, I love love. Right. I am a sucker for the ushy gushy lovey stuff. I love capturing it. I love being a part of it. And I think that that has I think it's actually helped in my poly relationships, because I do love meeting new people and having new experiences and enjoying, you know, getting to know somebody on multiple levels. So for us, a lot of just on my side of the house, poly relationships for me are more about that connection and that communication, right? And I think that differs obviously between like who you're meeting and like what you're putting out there and what you want out of it. I know my first instant reaction anytime I tell people poly, they're like, oh, is this about sex? And I'm like, it doesn't have to always be about sex, people. Like, okay, we are all sexual beings. I'm a very sexual creature. I work for an adult industry company. So yes, I'm around it all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it doesn't have to always be that way. And I think, you know, when it comes to marriages and weddings and things of that nature, like, you know, maybe the partner that you are marrying, that maybe that is the person that you are doing all the things with, right? Like, this is the person that you are having sexual relationships with. This is the person that you're spending your life with. Sometimes we call them nesting partners. I mean, we've all got names for however we wish
to
call them.
There's so many names.
There's anchor
partner.
Like, here's the thing, like, what fits and feels right for that specific relationship? Mm-hmm. Because what feels right for me and my nesting partner may not technically feel right for me and my travel partner, or me and my, you know, communicator. Like, there's different areas, just like there's different friendships, right? So like, if you, and this is kind of the way that I break it down, is like, as a female, I have so many friends, right? Like, I love my girlfriends to death, right? And I have no problem having all of these different types of female relationships. But the moment I go to tell someone like, oh yeah, but I also have relationships with men too. And they're like, oh, how could you do that? I'm like, well, how do you have all of your friends that you have? Like, no one's having a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, because I'm not sleeping with all of them. Okay, well, I didn't tell you I was sleeping with all of mine either. But like, how does it matter? Like, if ever, right. And for me, it's also about the transparency part of it too. Like, my partner and I are extremely transparent about our relationship, as well as any other relationships that we plan on getting into, or, you know, even if we're just messaging somebody back and forth, we're very open about, hey, we are in a poly relationship. I do have a nesting partner. There are other people that I talk to. There are other people that I share my time with, my energy with, my focus with. And I think the moment you can be transparent about that is when it's going to start working for you. Right.
Yeah.
That's the time where it actually works. It's when you try to hide things, or you try to, oh, I'll leave out the details of that. Or like, I get everybody has, like, my partner doesn't want to know all the details. Honestly, like, he's not about knowing about the details. Okay. Mm-hmm. But does he want to know, like, hey, where are you going? Who are you going out with? Are you going to be safe? Like, we have some of our core values, if you will, in our relationship.
Totally.
Where I have another partner that's like, give me all the details. I love the details. Like, I'm in it for the details, right?
Right, totally. See,
like, what works. You know, and it's relationships within relationships, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I think some of it, too, like, one of the things that got brought up for me in what you're sharing is the ability to say that you don't know sometimes, like, when you're being transparent. I think sometimes we feel like we have to have it all figured out.
All the answers.
Right. We have to have all the answers. It's like, oh my gosh, well, now that I'm telling you that I'm in a polyamorous relationship, I have to have this like spreadsheet so that you know exactly where you fall. And like, that's not how it works, you know?
Be flexible and be willing to understand that those answers can change. And give, like, my word for this year, I pick a word every single year, but my word for this year is grace. Mm. Right. So to give not only myself grace, but others that I come in contact with grace as well. Right. So that is a multitude between like my business, my career, people that are my family, my friends, relationships, whatever, just giving that moment of grace. Because I think so many times we get wrapped up in these are my boundaries and these are the rules and these are the things that I can do and cannot do. But then you have to give yourself some flexibility with that.
Totally.
Right. And so as your relationships grow, and if you're in a poly relationship or even in a monogamous relationship, you have to understand that, like, as we experience things, this is a learning and growing experience. Life is, right? Life is not a destination. It is a journey.
Yep.
Life is a journey, not a destination. Life is a journey, not a destination. So along your journey, you get to pick whatever path you want. And sometimes you say to yourself, crap, that's not the path I actually wanted. Like, let me reverse and I'm going to go a different way. You have to give yourself grace in saying to yourself, all right, well, that didn't work, but I'm going to back up. I'm going to go a different direction. Like, you wouldn't get mad at yourself if you missed an exit. You just take the next exit, right? Yeah. You're not over there beating yourself up because you took the wrong exit. Sure. Like, oops, that just added 5 minutes, depending on where you live.
Yeah. I'm like, Seattle, that adds like 20 minutes, but you know,
amen. Like, LA seemed different. Like, you just added an hour, but at the end of the day, you're going to get to where you're going. Right. So, right. So on this journey and on this like poly journey, or again, even if you're in a monogamous relationship or you're single, and not doing any of like, be graceful, give yourself some grace in knowing that like, this is all just a journey that we're on, and we're not expected to know the answers to absolutely everything. And let me tell you something, the moment you think you got the answer, boo, it's going to change. It's going to change in like a day, in 30 days. I'm telling you, like, my partner and I sat down, like, when we started this journey, we sat down and we're like, okay, I've read some books, I've listened to some podcasts. Like, these are the hell no's, hard no's for us. It's what we call the hard no's over here. Right. And these are some boundaries that we want to set into place over here.
Right.
And then I'm telling you right now, some of our boundaries have already changed. Like, some of our rules have already changed. We've added some, we've taken away some. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like, we've got three of them, right? Like, be open and honest. If you've done something that, you know, doesn't feel open and honest, as soon as you can be open and honest, let's sit down and have a real heart-to-heart conversation. And we have a rule for us, and I'll give an example here, is if you are planning to have sexual relationships with somebody, that we sit down and tell each other like, hey, this is the route we want it to go. And we're seeking that route. And that's for both of our safeties, both mentally and physically. Our health comes first for us. But you know what? Sometimes you get wrapped up in the moment. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you get wrapped up in moments where you're like, I didn't think that was going to happen on this date. Like, but I have to go back and tell my partner like, hey, babe, I told you like this was going that route, and it fast forwarded a little bit, and I didn't expect it, but I went with the moment, and we love living in the moment. That's who we are, even as a couple and as individuals. We are very much in the moment, respectfully in the moment, if you shall.
Yeah.
But
I love that, respectfully in the moment. I love that.
You respect yourself. You respect your own like personal yeses and no's.
Right.
But being able to go back to him and say like, hey, I just want to let you know that this happened. There has to be that grace.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think and that grace, I love that, like that grace and the fluidity of that. Mm-hmm. It's so important, because, you know, that's where you get breakdowns, is that when you do have like those hard, you know, and like, of course there's some like, you know, non-negotiable, like I call them
totally.
Non-negotiables.
Yeah. We have non-negotiables.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like non-negotiables. It's like being safe, you know, like wearing protection, you know, things like right. that. Like those are things right. where it's just like, okay, like
don't turn off your location. Like we've got that too. Like I've got to like, don't turn right. off your location. Like,
right. Right. Well, yeah.
And we're a female in a big city. Like
totally, totally. Exactly. And so there's some things around like safety and stuff like that, where it's just like, there are non-negotiables, but also right. like sometimes, yeah, you create an agreement and it'll change. And sometimes it changes in a moment, and being able to be willing to not only let yourself be human, but what I'm hearing and what you're sharing is like that you and your partner let each other be human too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause at the end of the day, we have a 10-year friendship on this, right? So we were in previous marriages before, and then got down to a point where we were like, cool, well, I'm 40 and I'm single and I don't want to be single anymore. So can we do this? now or what? Like, we've been waiting all this time. Can we like get a relationship now?
Like, is about time now?
And so with that, we've shared stories about dating with each other. We've shared stories about being in relationships with each other. We've had this friendship that we've built. And I think that that's so important, is that you do have the foundation of a friendship, right? Like, we have that foundation, and I would never do anything to jeopardize our friendship, let alone our relationship now. So sometimes I sit back and I have to like put the friend hat on. And I think so many times in my monogamous relationships, and I don't know if anybody else can relate to this one, but in my monogamous relationships, it was very hard to put the friend hat back on, right? Mm-hmm. I would have moments of being very possessive. I would have moments of jealousy. I would have, and a lot of that stemmed from the lies. A lot of it would stem from being cheated on. A lot of it would stem from, I didn't have that security where I can look at my partner now and be like, hey, we good? Yeah, we good. Okay, fine. Like, and no drama, right? Like, I can like literally look at him and be like, hey, go have fun. Like, go knock it out of the park today. I mean, I've picked his outfits before he goes on a date. Like, I put the friend hat on, if you will. That's what I call it. I don't know what other people call it, but I put that like super supportive, I'm going to party pump you up all night long, right? Like, I'm your sideline cheerleader.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, we're going to go on another break, but when we come back, what I really want to talk about is, you know, we've gone into like how you can create and like the grace you can give yourself, and, you know, but like breakdowns happen. And so it's not all like sunshine and rainbows and friend hats, you know, like,
right. Oh no, the dragout happens.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about like what happens when breakdowns happen and like, how do you deal with that? So that's what we're talking about when we come back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Widrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Widrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Yes. All right. Welcome back to the Elizabeth Cunningham Show. I'm here talking with Heather Keys. Heather is a wedding photographer, and she also is a marketer in the adult entertainment industry. And we've been talking about, you know, mixing the traditional things of like marriage and weddings with polyamory, which is very much not traditional and very much a large creation. You know, this segment, we're going to talk about, you know, what are the breakdowns that you see, you know, and you've been talking about like your own personal experience. And, you know, what are the breakdowns maybe that you've personally experienced, but also like, what are some of the breakdowns that you see people dealing with and experiencing in trying to meld these two worlds together?
We've definitely, in personal life, we've definitely had some breakdowns. When you first start out in this journey, and I refer back to calling it a journey because that's what it is for us. When you first start out in this journey, there's a lot of conversations that have to happen. There's a lot of walls that have to be really, I would say, broken down and rebuilt back up. Because we have so many notions that are put in our heads, especially growing up, and depending on, of course, where you're growing up in this world, and what types of families you were raised in, there's a lot of things that are deeply rooted, And I'm not saying that you have to get rid of all of those thoughts and notions, and you can't hold on to some of those. Mm-hmm. But a lot for me, I had to completely tear down.
What was something that you had to tear down that was like really, either really difficult for you or like really big?
I think the biggest one personally is like, I was always told, you got to get married. You have to have somebody take care of you.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, as a single mama for a very long time, that is the farthest from the truth. Like I got myself. But for so long, I think that in the back of my mind, I was always told that in order to be happy, you have to be married. In order to be happy, you have to have a partner. In order to be happy, you have to have this white picket fence. Mm-hmm. So in the back of my head, I have been searching since the day I turned 18 for this partner that I was supposed to have. This guy who was going to show up on a horse, you know, a white horse, and be this knight in shining armor. It's fucking bullshit. Like, I showed up on my horse and I wore my own armor and I figured it out myself. And I think, again, that's my story. And, you know, maybe there are people out there that can relate to that. But in poly life, you don't have to have just one person riding up on a white horse and the knight in shining armor, right? Like, and I think something that I had to really understand is that for me personally, not just one person is going to fulfill those things that I'm looking for and that I'm searching for. I've been married four times previous. So a lot of people are like, you're going to get married again? Oh, look at you. Elizabeth Taylor, watch out, boo-boo.
I got your number.
I got you. I'm getting there. But for me, I was always searching for like this perfect person who had to check up all the boxes, right? They had to be somebody who could provide. They had to be somebody who could communicate with me. They had to be, you know, hit all my love languages. They had to be into physical touch. They had like, and I'm just like, that's a freaking lot. And I had a long laundry list of things you had to have and what you needed to be, what you need to bring to the table. And when I didn't find that, I would get frustrated, right? And I would close in and I'd, oh, you know, there's no one out there for me. And I would play that game, right? And in reality, like the more I am part of a poly relationship, I can see like there are certain things that, you know, my nesting partner provides for me. That other people just don't or can't, or I don't want them to. But then there's certainly things that, you know, other people that I've found or have brought into our relationship who offer the things that maybe my nesting partner doesn't offer. Like, he's not a huge communicator. Clearly I talk a lot. So
I can handle myself in conversations.
right. And he is, and will say this himself, like he is definitely more of a more simple communicator. And where I want these long drawn out conversations, he's like, can we handle this in 5 minutes? I'm like, I think this is going to take an hour. And he's like, cool, I'll give you 15.
Compromise.
Compromise is a good thing. But where I found other individuals that I've talked to and I can have, you know, long drawn out conversations with them, He's also super into, you know, being extremely adventurous. We go on vacations all of the time. We're hiking, we're camping, we're doing all the things, right? Maybe somebody else isn't into that. They're not an outdoorsman person. My partner loves to go to the gym. So do I. Those are something that we have in common. I've been with other people who hate working out, right? So that's not something that we have in common. It's great to be able to find people and welcome people into your lives that can either enhance your life or come alongside with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's an area where, like, in a monogamous relationship, I never had that. I thought, well, I'll just give that up. Right? Like, I'm a super adventurous, like, live spur of the moment kind of person. Oh, but my partner's not. Okay. Never mind. I guess we just won't do that. And I would settle for just, yeah, it's fine. We'll, you know, okay, we'll plan everything out. We won't be spontaneous. While I made it work, it certainly wasn't something that I was, you know, super happy about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is one of the misconceptions about polyamory as well, is that, you know, oh, well, you're not satisfied in one of your relationships. Like, no, I'm extremely satisfied. I just also have other needs.
Absolutely.
And it's okay. It's okay that, like, one person isn't providing me, you know, I'm not dependent on one person to provide me everything that I need, because number one, like, that's unrealistic to ask of any one person on the
planet. That's a lot of expectations. And I often hear, you know, from monogamous friends that are in relationships where they'll say things like, oh, well, you know, he hasn't spent enough time with me. And I said, okay, well, did you tell him that he hasn't spent enough time with you? Are you open about that need? Are you openly expressing your expectations? Because oftentimes unmet expectations are because you have not verbalized them. Right.
So exactly.
Right. So these unmet expectations, at the end of the day, have you even verbalized the expectation, or is that person just not meeting it because they're not a mind reader?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Well, and, you know, we're talking about breakdowns. And so, like, what are the other breakdowns that you see, again, like, in your own experience in, like, building this polyamorous relationship, or what you see in kind of, you know, in your lived experience as far as, like, your profession goes as well?
Really, it comes down to communication. I cannot stress that enough. Is in this relation, in a poly relationship, in a monogamous relationship, it doesn't matter what kind of relationship you're in, communication is absolutely 110% key. And just because you're saying it one time doesn't mean that the person hearing it is actually absorbing what you mean or how you need to say it.
Getting feedback, you're like, hey, I just said this thing. What did you hear me say?
Right. Or how did you take what I just said? Like, where are you going in your brain with it? Because I might be saying one thing and I'm over here on this side, and the person I'm talking to is like, whoa, like, what the heck did you mean by that? And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Like, and being receptive to how they're taking it and not being offended. Receptive, not offended. Right? Because there's oftentimes where I'll say something and my partner's like, what, Heather? And I have to say, like, oh, wait a minute. I think that maybe I said that in a way that wasn't well received. Right? Not saying, oh, you just don't understand me. Okay, well, clearly they don't understand you, but you don't need to, like, throw that in their face, because maybe you didn't communicate that properly. Maybe whatever it is you're trying to say to this person, they're like, oh, I don't understand. Or maybe they've got some trauma around that response.
Yeah, you have no idea. Yeah.
Really understanding also what your triggers are has been something that, like, in this poly journey for us, I've had to sit back and go, ooh, I got some triggers. Okay, I have triggers. I know what they are. And now I need to express what those things are to my partner, because he's triggering me, but he's not understanding that, like, some of the things that he's saying or potentially doing are causing me to get worried, causing me to get anxious, causing me to have anxiety. While that's my own responsibility to manage how I'm feeling, I also need to verbalize, like, okay, babe, when I'm talking to you and you're playing on the phone, I don't feel like you're actually listening to me.
Right.
It's a trigger for me. Or I could sit there and be upset and pissed off. That's not going to help anybody. Or I can sit there and, you know, pout and sit back with my arms crossed, that's not going to help anybody.
Right.
If I look at him and say, I'd like your full attention, I want to have a conversation with you, is now the time to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And you have to also check in with that person, right? Like, just like, I don't know about you, but have you ever gotten a text message from your girlfriend? It's like, oh my God, I have to talk to you right now. And then it's like, like, I'm at work and I don't have time to read your 15 paragraph text message.
So, right. It's like, now is not the time. Now is not the, and that's, and I love that you said that because, you know, there's, especially like in the poly community, there's talks about like being responsible for your emotions. And I think what gets missed is that, yes, you can be responsible for your own emotions. You don't have to put those on other people.
Yeah.
And you still need support. Like, and if you're not asking for support, you're not getting,
Again, you're not getting it.
You know, your partner's not a mind reader. They're not a mind reader. They can't feel your emotions. They don't know what's going on with you internally. And so it's not that you're like putting your emotions on someone. You're not like, oh, you know, like you're making me, you know, feel this way or whatever. It's like, hey, mm-hmm. no, what I'm experiencing is this emotion. And what I need from you right now is, you know, is this like, or I need, can you please put down your phone because it seems like you're not listening to me and I'm saying something that I feel is really important. You know, will you, is that, and then consent.
Oh my God. It's 110% consent. Right. So like if I've got something of maybe importance topic for myself, I have to realize one, this topic is probably maybe not important to my partner. And two, maybe they don't have the headspace to deal with my important topic at the moment. That doesn't mean that he doesn't want to deal with it at all, because there's often times where he will tell me, like now that we've had these types of drag outs, because let me tell you, it took us a hot minute to get to this point just in a relationship period, is for him to say like, hey, I know that you want to talk about this, mm-hmm. but let's talk about it later this evening when I have some free time and we can sit down and actually have a face-to-face conversation, because really? The last thing you want to do is blow somebody up. And like we used to have a really hard time with just blasting each other on text messages with stuff. Right. And in fairness, you can't hear the tone of somebody. You don't understand like where they're coming from. You don't see facial expressions. So if you're going to have like a meaningful or deep conversation, you're setting boundaries. Maybe you're talking about a trigger or something along those lines. Please do it in person.
You know, where you at on my screen for people, but like wherever you're at, like I'm pointing to you like, yes, this 100%.
Person and stop with the text messages. I know for myself, I have a hard time communicating some things that are of a hard topic to discuss verbally. Sometimes I do get kind of wrapped up in my emotions. I will often write it all out and save it in my notes. Mm. And I will say to him, I took a moment today instead of blasting you with this text message. And I wrote out like kind of what I was feeling in that moment. Can I read this to you? Would you mind me reading this to you? And he'll be like, yeah, totally. Share it with me.
Girl.
Or he'll say, text it to me right now and I'm going to read it, or you can read it out loud. Cause he also likes to be able to like read it and hear at the same time.
Yeah.
So maybe take a second to write out those emotions. Cause actually oftentimes after I've written it all out, I'm being totally honest. I'm like, oh, okay, stop it. I'll figure it out myself. Right. Like, I'm figuring out what my things are because I've written it all out, but I haven't hit the send button. Okay.
Right.
Because yeah. a lot of times you're just kind of like wrapped up in that moment and that emotion. Me writing it out on my notes app, I can take a step back and like 20 minutes later reread and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm being a little dramatic right now. So why are
you
dramatic? Oh, okay. Yeah. That's because like X, Y, and Z has happened. Is that what's happening right now?
Right.
Or are you thinking about the things that maybe have happened in the past? Is that what's really happening right now? And if I feel like it really is, then I'll come back and be like, hey, I need to have a conversation with you because I was thinking about this stuff. And like, is this what's happening? Are mm-hmm. we, is this the moment that we're in right now? And he can be like, oh yeah, absolutely. Or he can be like, yeah, no, babe, totally not. We're good.
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh. So much gold in what you just said.
Give yourself grace.
Yeah. Give yourself grace. For anybody who is listening to the re-recording of this, or not re-recording, what is it? Replay. There you go.
Replay.
Replay of the show. I mean, like rewind about 15 minutes, listen to that again. That was so much gold, so much knowledge. Thank you so much. We're going to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what do you really want people to take away from listening to this show? What are some actions that people can take? And also, you have a juicy giveaway. And I'm so excited. So everyone, hold on to your hats. We're going to be right back.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
All right, welcome back from the break. We're here with me, Elizabeth Cunningham, and my fabulous, fabulous guest, Heather Keys. Again, for those of you who are listening to this on the replay, watching this on the replay, like listen to this show like a couple of different times, because Heather has seriously been dropping some life. Like, you want to live a good life, just listen to all of the advice that Heather has given on this show. Write it all down. Read it out loud to yourself every day. Like, I'm just like, snaps. All right, perfect. Awesome. But in this last segment of our show, what I really want to talk about is, you know, what are you hoping that people listening or watching are getting out of what you're sharing?
Yeah, I mean, we shared some of this during the break, but we all go through, you know, trials and tribulations in life. And I think for me, the only way to keep going is to know I've learned something from it, right? So every relationship I've ever been in, every job I've ever been in, you know, whether the things end good or bad, I think really has to do with, did you take a step back and say, okay, thank you for the time. This is what I learned from it. And this is how I'm going to grow and move on from it. I have spent so many long nights pondering over, like, why didn't that relationship work? Or why don't they like me? Or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you got to step back and be like, okay, did I have fun? Did I learn something? Right? Was this a good experience? I think so many times that we try to hold on to somebody, something, again, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a job, whether it be a friendship, we're holding on so tightly. And instead we're not stepping back and going, okay, this was like a good time that I had. Like, sure, we may have had some bumps in the roads and maybe we're breaking up or the job is ending or what have you for whatever reason, but did I learn something from it? Can I grow from this experience? Right. Yeah. And I often say to people, you know, relationships, the more you try to hold on to them like sand in your hand, it's just going to keep falling out. The moment you relax your hand when you have sand in it is when the sand stays put. Right?
Gosh darn it.
So yeah, in your absolutely. In your relationships, like, your takeaway, I hope that you're getting from this is like giving yourself grace, giving your partners grace, and the people in your life. Maybe they don't understand, you know, hey, that you're wanting to embark on polyamory, or maybe you've been here for years and people just don't understand it. Give them some grace. And come from a place of love at the end of the day. The moment you can step back and just be like, okay, you know, I don't have to love you all day, every day, 24 days, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but I can give you kindness. I can give you grace. I can give you understanding, right? So even if somebody is, you know, ragging on you or being harsh about you being in a poly relationship, take a step back. Like, maybe there's something going on in their life. Maybe they don't understand it for a reason. Maybe it's fear. A lot of times it's fear-based is why they're not understanding.
Yeah, really being and able even, to look at it from the bigger picture. Yeah,
absolutely. And the same thing goes with like partners. Like, if you're in a polyamorous relationship and something's happening in it, take that step back. Get in their shoes for a second. Try to understand, like, if somebody's going off the deep end about something, it's probably based out of fear, right? Scarcity and fear is what's typically going to happen. Right. You can take a step back, give them a little bit of grace, hear them out, the understandings of all of it. 9 times out of 10, you'll come to a better place with it. And hopefully you're growing from that experience.
No, absolutely beautiful. And I want to get to the giveaway as well, because you're an amazing photographer.
Thank you. So
you want to share what the giveaway is?
So I live in Central California on the coast. Okay. It's a beautiful location. I'm actually in San Luis Obispo, California. And if there's anybody out there that wants a photo shoot, you're in a polyamorous relationship, I love love. I want to celebrate that with anybody and everyone, to be fair. Reach out to me if you are traveling in the area, and we will do a photo shoot together. And I'm actually offering this to whomever reaches out to me. Mention the show that you heard about it here on the show. And I don't care if there's one of you, 10 of you, if I photograph 100 polyamorous relationships out of this. I again, love, love. And if you're in the area, let's you know, grab a drink together, stroll along the beach, and we'll take some beautiful photos of you and your family or your relationship.
Brilliant. And we need more, you know, poly representation. Again, like from the very beginning of this episode, like, poly representation, you know,
is not out there.
It's not out there. It really isn't. Like, trying to do market, like, being someone who's a polyamorous coach and who, like, you know, has this show, like, doing marketing, like, it's so hard. So it's just like, yes, everyone call Heather. her information is going to be in the show notes. Call Heather, get those photographs, and then I'll buy them from you. And then I will, you know.
There you go.
As long as everyone's consenting. As long as everyone's consenting. Absolutely. You want to be part of my marketing, you know, and but yeah, no, call Heather. And that's such a generous offer. Like, thank you so much for having that be available for people.
Absolutely. Brilliant. And to work with someone who's like you and understands the different dynamics that come with being in a poly family. I mean, I've got a daughter myself, and so I understand some of those interesting dynamics that kind of play out too. So if you've got kids or anything like that, and you want to bring them along, I'm happy to work with them as well.
Beautiful. All right. So share with people how they can find you, and then we're gonna sign off.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'm on Instagram. I make it really easy. It's just Heather J. Keys, K-E-Y-S, as well as my website is the same. So heatherjkeys.com is where you can find me.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh, Heather, thank you so much for being on the show today. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you. And obviously we could have talked for hours and hours and hours, but you know, I think that you
got next time.
next time. Exactly. So, but we got some real gold in there. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for bringing all of your life and your experience and your love to the show. I just appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, I'm open for questions. So if anyone wants to reach out to me or you have additional questions, and I'd love to be on the show again too. So we get a ton of people asking a ton of questions. Maybe we'll come back together and answer.
Yeah, we'll do a Q&A session.
Exactly. I'm awesome. All for this.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next week, same time, Tuesday at 3 p.m. And you can watch the replay of this episode on the Transformation Network on YouTube. And you can also catch it on podcasts on pretty much all podcast platforms that are available. Just search The Elizabeth Cunningham Show and you'll find it.
You have been listening to The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, Courageously Expanding Love, with me, Elizabeth Cunningham. Tune in live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where we shed light on relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Learn to love yourself and create the relationships you want. Connect with me at ElizabethAnnCunningham.com. That's ElizabethAnnCunningham.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.